Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Sure, you go to the Excedrin bottle or the Anacin bottle or whatever kind you use. Do you ever stop about thinking and just getting up and say, "No, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command this headache to go away," and expect it to happen? Most of us don't, do we? Most of us don't even think down that line, because it's so unfortunate that most of our men and women standing in our churches don't teach you what this book says. We kind of teach light and frothy stuff. We don't teach you that you have authority over your body. But Jesus says you do. He says you can do all these things. And of course, I can so easily teach this now because I have experienced these things. And I got real tickled last night on the way home. I won't mention the man's name because it would be on the tape. And I don't want that. But I was listening to a radio talk show. And this man is a Baptist. I will say that. And he is a member of a large seminary. And he's ahead of it, and he's on a Christian talk show, you know, on the every afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 6 till 8. So if you want to pin it down, you can pretty well tell who he is, right? And there was a lady called in last night and confronted him with some things, and she was saying some things and some experiences and some revelations she had in the Holy Spirit, and man, he just got indignant with her. There is no new revelations. The Lord's not speaking to people today. He's not doing those kind of things. There is no new revelation since the apostles closed it out 2,000 years ago. God does not speak to people today. And I thought, man, oh man, would he go crazy if I could sit down and talk with him a few minutes? I've heard God's voice many times. I mean, I realize that a lot of my Baptist brothers will tell me, "Thurman, I don't believe that." I said, "That's okay. That's just like a precious little lady goes to church with me, come to me just about 2 or 3 years ago, and she said, "Thurman, I owe you an apology." I said, "Ma'am, you never said a cross word to me." "Oh," she said, "but I have spoken so evil behind your back." I said, "I'd never heard anything about it." She said, "Well, I'd hear you say, you know, the Lord spoke to me and told me to do this," and I'd go with some of my friends, and I'd say, "Who does Thurman think he is? You know, saying that God, he hears God's voice. Who does he think he is? You know God don't speak to people." But she said, "The last 2 years, I've been praying and asking the Lord, Lord, I'm getting older, and I could come home at any time, and I don't have any souls to my credit. I have never led anybody to Jesus. What should I do, Lord? What should I do, Lord?" And she said, "I've been praying this for 2 years." And she said, "This week, I was laying in bed with my husband at 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody, we were both sound asleep, and all of a sudden I heard this booming voice. And I thought it would have woke up the world." She said, "I woke up sitting straight up in a wreck. And he called my name and said, 'Just go.' Called my name again and said, 'Just go.'" She said, "Thurman, I thought it would have woke up the world. But," she said, "God spoke to me in a voice I could hear." I said, "So, I hear that all the time." She said, "But that was my one and only time." But she said, "I won't never tell anybody ever again that you don't hear God's voice." Because she said, "I heard it." Does it make a difference when you've experienced something? Sure it does. So she said, "Well, I would like to ask a favor of you now. Would you forgive me for speaking evil of you?" I said, "Of course." She said, "And then I got another favor." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Of all the men in this church, would you take me out and teach me how to lead people to Jesus?" I said, "You bet." So I got to go with her two or three different people that were lost. And we'd done the praying. We'd done everything. We went. We led people into the kingdom of God. I said, "Now then, young lady," or she was about 65, 68 at the time, but anyway, she's a young lady. I said, "Young lady, now you know how to do it. You don't need me no more. You've learned how to pray. You've learned how to go. All you got to do is take God's word and go, and you'll get it done." Isn't it amazing what God will do? But here, who is the enemy so far? The devil. Is he the one making us sick? Sure. Who would ever dream that whenever you get cancer, that it's the devil? Who would ever dream whenever you get athlete's foot, it's the devil? Who would ever dream when you get a headache, It's the devil. Who would have ever dreamed you wake up one morning and you got this terrible depression upon you? I just feel like I can't do anything today. Guess who it is? The devil. Sure. All these things are the devil. Now then, let's go over here to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to get into the New Testament now. As when he attacks someone that's without sin, like Job. See, he was faultless before the Lord. He most definitely had to have permission to attack him. But guess what he has legal right to, most of us? Because we've sinned. We've sinned. And every time we sin, we open the door to give Satan legal right to attack us. So most of us, he don't even have to ask God. He can just come hit most of us anytime he wants to. Because he has legal right. Now the scriptures clearly teaches in Proverbs 26:2 that no curse will come upon you undeserved. Now if you are walking holy before the Lord, and you know you're walking holy before him, you know you've got your sins confessed, you know you're going to church, you know you're tithing, and you know you're walking in a love relationship, and you're not speaking evil about nobody, and you're blameless before the Lord, if you know that Satan has no legal right, and then before he can attack you, yes, he will most definitely have to have the authority from the Lord to attack you. Well, that's true, but when he said he was faultless before the Lord, I'm sure there had been some things he had done that had broken the law somewhere along the way. Had to be one or two. But overall, he was a man that walked faultless before the Lord. In other words, he was not going out sinning. You know, he was sacrificing for his children. He was walking a holy, blameless life before the Lord. There's no two ways about that. Okay, today, if you know it, today, once you become a born-again, blood-washed daughter of the King of the universe, you become blameless before the King. Every sin that you've ever committed was immediately, totally, completely washed away by the blood of Jesus. Now then, he says thereafter that if you will walk in the Spirit, that the blood of Jesus will continuously cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and you will be continuously holy before the Lord. You see what I'm saying? So we should be striving to not sin. In other words, if some kind of a sin comes upon us today, since he remembers our sins no more as children of God, we live in a completely different era than Job did. He didn't have the blood of Jesus, but we do have. Once you and I come to Jesus and accept him, you do know that all your past sins were washed away, right? Okay. And now then, at any time as a Christian that you do sin and you know you sin, how are you going to get blameless before the Lord again? Confess. That's right. 1 John 1:9. So the instant you come, now the minute you sin, you've opened the door to the devil. So, but until he comes in, or if you don't give him time to come in, then you immediately come and say, Lord, I blew it right here. I confess it. Ask to forgive you. Forgive me and everything. And you don't give Satan legal right to come in. Well, you know, I am completely convinced. And from the Word, and I'll show you all, or not all, but I'll show you many of the Scriptures today that I believe with all of my heart that if we can believe God, every one of us as born-again Christians can walk completely healed and free of the devil. I believe that with all my heart because it's in the Word. And I can show you many people, just to give you a quick little summary of a few things. I know of a couple, and I've told this story to many groups, that this young man had had his body covered with warts for 8 years. His mother and dad had prayed about this. They'd done all kinds of things. Had taken him to the doctor. They couldn't get him healed or nothing. And then they heard about me. And I went over there and took the Word of God and showed them what to do, built their faith, and prayed over that boy. And that boy, which was 11 years old at the time, his body had been covered with warts for 8 years. And even where they burned them off his hands, they come right back in the scars. But yet when I took the Word of God and with my faith went and prayed over him, and guaranteed that mother and daddy that if they had stayed in faith with me in a few days to a few weeks, this boy would not have a wart on his body. The next morning, the warts on his fingers were gone. And in 3 weeks' time, every wart on the boy's body was gone. And in the fourth week, even the scars where they'd burned them off were gone. So I've seen God do that. And then I have seen, like this lady the other day, that well, five and a half months ago, now that I went down to Corpus, that lady was on her deathbed 1 week. The doctors had given her approximately 1 week cancer coming out of her head, colon eat up, breast eat up, And she'd already called all her friends and said goodbye. In fact, she called one of her friends in Justin and told her, this young lady, you know, she said, I want to tell you goodbye. The doctor said, I've only got about a week to live, and I just want to say goodbye. So she called, this lady called me and said, Thurman, here I'm sitting in your class every Sunday, hearing you teach the power of the Word of God, and but the devil's killing one of my best friends in Corpus. If I buy you an airplane ticket down there, and this was Thursday evening, she said, would you go down there Saturday morning and minister to her? I said, sure. She bought me an airplane ticket. I get on an airplane. I fly down there for 5 hours. I teach them, like I'm teaching you, the power of the Word of God. And then I cast a demon out of that woman, the demon of cancer, and speak the healing power of Jesus into that woman's body. It had taken that woman 3 hours to get out of bed that morning and get dressed and get to a chair because she said she did not want me to minister to her laying in her bed in her bedroom. She was a woman of integrity. It took her 3 hours. But when I cast that demon of hell out of that woman got up off of that chair she's sitting in, instantly, completely, totally healed. 5 months later, this woman's gained all of her weight back. She is radiantly on fire for Jesus. In fact, I'll tell you all about Jane. Some of you already know about Jane. This lovely lady sitting right here had been sick February the 13th, a year and a half ago, had been sick. She's an RN. She had been sick for 12 years with heart problems and emphysema. A friend of hers and Fred's, her husband sitting right back there, that run into me and saw the things happen when I prayed for people, asked me if I would go to his friend's house and pray with him on a Saturday afternoon. I went over there and stayed 3.5 hours. Taught them the Word of God. Cast the demon out of her. Spoke the healing power of Jesus into her. And this woman right here, sitting right here, that couldn't walk across this room without stopping and gasping for air, that had to retire early because of emphysema and heart trouble. Our Jesus healed her. Sunday morning, she's running up and down the steps at Glenview Baptist Church. She's been totally, completely... Is this a true story, Jane?
Right now, mows the yard.
Yeah, and now she goes out and mows the yard, does all kinds of things. Now, then how come she had to suffer that for 12 years? I hate to say this, folks, but I think it is out of our lack of belief in God's Word. I think God come to heal every one of us. Yes, if we don't know this, if we don't know these things, then if we will still do it in love and do the best we can with what God has given us, then we can glorify God in what we're doing with our works.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.